Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, come on, Willie. No brainer. Way to go. Willie Nelson Christmas. Let's go. Giordano should be back on Monday. We appreciate you listening, tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe to the Adam and Giordano podcast. Because then when you text me coming at me that I haven't talked about something and I have talked about it, you look foolish. Because you can go back to the podcast and see, yes, I did in fact talk about that topic. We don't talk food a lot on this show, but I enjoy food. We all should enjoy food. We live in a great town for food. So let's talk about it. Let's talk to Joy Summers from the Star Tribune. She covers food and restaurants for the Star Tribune. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline because a couple of pieces out there that are very intriguing, including good trends and bad trends in the local restaurant scene. Hi, Joy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. So when we look at the direction our local restaurants are going, you all have compiled a list of things that are good and things that are not so good. Let's start with the good things. And right at the top is our continued recognition of the great chefs we have in town.
I feel like we're really having a moment where the coasts have realized there's really cool stuff happening in the middle of the country.
Yep.
And I'm so proud to have like gotten to follow this talent through this town and to see these people get the accolades that I think they so rightly deserve.
And talent begets talent, right? I mean, this is like a self-fulfilling prophecy because we have sous chefs and others learning under these top chefs, and it just, the cycle continues.
Absolutely. Like, we have Gavin Kaysen came here from working in New York, and now we're really getting to see the rise of the people who got to work with him, like Diane Mua of Diane's Place, mm-hmm. who has gotten all of the New York Times Food and Wine's Best Restaurant of the Year, all of these accolades. She was his opening pastry chef and then stepped out, opened her own place. She's really embracing the Hmong home cooking that she grew up with and all of that fine dining, classic French technique that she learned in her professional setting, bringing those together into one of the coziest, sweetest, most delicious restaurants in Minneapolis.
I think we all like to get dressed up and go out to eat every once in a while, but most, you like to just be, I mean, not look like a schlub, but you don't have to totally get dressed up. And another thing that you mark as a good trend is keeping it casual.
Yeah, I think we're also having the confidence to step in to really serving the neighborhoods
yep.
as far as some of these restaurants go. Places like, well, Petit Leon is finishing out the year in Kingfield. And on New Year's Eve, they're going to shut it down. They're going to rebrand the restaurant and come back as something that's even more comfortable. It suits that kind of like bohemian, gothic, cool kid space that they're mm-hmm. in right on Nicolette near 38th. And I think it's going to be good. It's the same people who brought back Little Tees and turned it into one of the coolest dive bars. And they have Lynette over by the Riverview Theater, which is another really comfortable, meet the whole family where they are restaurant.
This one, before we get to one of my favorites, the multi-course dinners that are popping up at various restaurants and a certain price point for those dinners. I love that, just adding a little variety where you don't have to just decide on one thing. You can look and get a multi-course dinner that really adds to a dining experience.
And I really think it lets the chef and the kitchen crew flex their creativity.
Yes.
So they're cooking the food that they're really excited about. And you get to taste that, like, okay, this is where I get to really show off and create something that I'm really, really into. And that's always the best food.
I like to take credit for bringing Chi-Chi's back to the Twin Cities. I have been talking for years about bemoaning the fact that we no longer have Chi-Chi's, but Chi-Chi's is back. Reboots, that was a big thing in 2025.
It really was. I mean, all hail the chimichanga.
Yes.
I grew up with Midwestern Mex, so this is the food of my childhood. We all have those favorite dishes. There are other places like Jade Dynasty in the old Fujiya space on Lake Street that was closed and it looked so sad for so long. If you go in there now, there's tons of dim sum tables. It's a great place to go with a huge crowd. I think they're open on Christmas if somebody's looking for a December 25th restaurant. There are other places like the Malt Shop, which is just so, I don't know, childhood coded. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like those great malts that you want to share with people. The Commodore came back again.
Yeah.
Over in St. Paul. It was a quiet year for St. Paul. We didn't get a ton of news over here.
No.
And having that cool 1930s Art Deco bar back has been, it's really fun. It's a nice little destination.
Before we get to the trends that are not so hot, you mentioned coffee shops, bakeries, sandwiches, all a big year for all those, right? And noodles.
Yeah.
And noodles, yeah.
And noodles. We're ready for caffeine and carbs. We're in
yes.
our caffeine and carb era. I love that we've got so many more Vietnamese coffee places popping up. That's something I'm so excited about. Strong coffee and sweetened condensed milk and all of the different beautiful beverages that come with that. And then there's like the Jerusalem bagels at Rezava.
Yeah.
Over on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. So those things are quite tasty. That's the kind of place that I keep hearing from my neighbors saying, have you checked it out yet?
All right, to things that are not hot, and I found this space. Now, they're squeezing us in. Is that what you're saying? Some restaurants, we're getting squeezed in?
Yeah, I will say I went to a very fancy dinner for my birthday last week and fully knocked over a chair while I was trying to scooch my giant winter coat in.
Yes.
I'm the queen of that. Like the physical comedy, the pratfall, I came in and fully dominated the whole room by being a klutz. So I think there's a lot of cozy places where they're making lots of really use of every single inch of space in the places. Something like Shiki, the new ramen place in downtown Excelsior, it was just a side room and they turned it into a whole restaurant that luckily also does a lot of takeout. So if you're dying to try that and you want a little more room to spread out, maybe at your home couch, you can get takeout. So there's that. And I don't know, I feel like when you go into those small spaces, it does lend a kind of feeling of getting away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And an intimacy that is fun.
Yeah. Is it more based on they're just trying to utilize the square footage, or is this like just a design fad that this is, we like the smaller space?
I think it's probably making good use of the square footage. Like speaking of Gavin Kaysen, he mm-hmm. just reopened Belcour in
yep.
North Loop. And he talked to me a lot about having to work on the design and with his construction team to try to make it super functional, just like the restaurants he used to work in New York, where the real estate is at a premium. There's no more premium real estate, I think, in Minneapolis
yeah.
right now than North Loop.
The brewery closures, we lost a lot of good breweries. That's one of the downsides of the year. You mentioned that. No shows, people who are
yeah.
not showing up to their booking, that's a problem.
We all know the people who love to park a reservation at like five restaurants until they make
right.
their decision where they really want to go. And it really messes with the kitchen staff. It messes with all the staffing. The restaurants expect you to show up for that table. They make their plans buying food, preparing meals, bringing in all the people to do the care and the beverages. They're expecting you to come. And if you don't let them know you're not coming, it messes up their flow, their staffing, their also expectations. I bet we've all also been on the other end of it where you walk in and they say, oh, it's going to be an hour. Yeah. Wait. Because you're waiting for people to show up for reservations. Right. And if you're not going to show up, it's very easy now online to just make sure that you're making those plans and stick to them.
What is pebble ice and why is it a problem?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this was me. I mean, we have the whole taste team and we've all compiled these together. But I have had just lot of really watery cocktails lately. And I believe that pebble ice serves a time and place. Like if you're getting a fountain drink you want, like that super concentrated, sweet, super cold, yes. You're getting a tiki drink that's a very boozy drink and you want to have the ice to mellow it out so you're not going to get hammered, yes. But if you have a low ABV beverage, like I'm getting a cocktail that's already very, very light, and you're going to put a ton of ice in it. A couple of minutes into the experience, I am drinking colored water.
Yeah.
And it's messing up all of the hard work that goes into preparing that by the time we get to pebble ice. So I do not want pebble ice in my fancy cocktail.
Not in the fancy, but it's great. You're right. At the gas station when you're getting the big gulp or whatever, that's when you want the pebble ice.
That's where it goes. Or those dirty sodas that everybody's going mad for. That's where they go.
Joy, can you hang on through a break?
Totally.
Joy Summers from the Star Tribune. We'll get to some best new burgers in the Twin Cities. That's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good food town, good burger town, too. And we already have had a lot of good burgers, but there's some new ones we have to check out as we continue our food conversation with Joy Summers from the Star Tribune. I want to start with Dario because we got a text, Joy, while we were talking earlier. Somebody says, Adam, don't forget Joe Raleigh, chief and owner at Dario. And that burger makes the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe is one of the people credited for having the original parlor burger that kicked off the smash burger.
Yes.
Joe is a guy who's done, I think of his restaurant as being, I don't know, cool pasta, kind of fancy, kind of cool. Well, very cool. But the burgers, he's a burger guy. So he's been doing pop-ups, this punk rock burger club. And what they are little steamers, and they're just crushable burgers. Like the kind of thing where you could get a sack, but each order comes with two. You're getting fries, getting a couple of beverages. He has so much fun. And his restaurant's the kind of place that I always leave, like, I've had such a cool experience. I feel like I'm invited to the popular kid table. It's a blast.
What other burgers were new this year that we should check out?
I have long loved the burger at Animales. That was, for the longest time, something we could only get in the summer. He was an outside food truck, and now he finally has his indoor all year round restaurant, and it's known for barbecue, but this burger, it's Wagyu beef. It's their own grind. They're making their own American cheese. It's exactly the kind of simplicity where every single ingredient has shown up to be the star of the show, and they just work in concert, which is perfect because there's great live music at his new restaurant too. So you're rocking out to some great Americana local band and crushing this massive juicy burger.
You mentioned the return of Bellacor, and this, I'm looking at the photos. Bad time to look at photos of great-looking burgers, too, by the way, at 11:30 when I'm starving at the end of my show. But the Dirty French Burger, that looks pretty good.
Oh, it is phenomenal. He made it famous with his first version of Bellacor out in Wayzata, and now this bad boy is back. It is it's the fanciest kind of Swiss onion soup, French onion soup, I suppose. It's a French restaurant.
Yeah.
It's saucy. It's a mess. It's fun to eat, and every bite is so decadent that I actually, when I went, ordered it for the table. So we could cut it into quarters and we could all share it, because I don't think you can go to this new restaurant without getting this burger. It's really something.
Parlor makes the list with the Blue Ribbon Burger. I mean, again, when I think of great burgers, Parlor is always at the top of the list.
But it's always been just one kind of burger. Mm-hmm. And now the new thing at Parlor is that they're branching out and doing different kinds of burgers. So there's the Oklahoma burger with all the fried onions where the meat's cooked on top of it and gets all crusty and onion juicy. The Blue Ribbon Burger has all the greatest hits. It's so fun to see them take what they're known for and branch out a little bit and dip into some creativity.
Is there a commonality in the burgers that you focus on? In other words, is there something right now that all the good ones kind of share, or is it the diversity of all of them that makes them what they are?
That's a really good question. I think we definitely notice the trend of what the burgers have become, and we have been in a firmly ensconced smash burger era in the Twin Cities for quite some time. And that is not letting up, but it also kind of makes us deeply aware of all the ways that they can go right and wrong. Like, we love a good meat skirt where it gets all crispy on the edges. I love it when they're more personal, like the Peacock Lounge Burger in Menari in Northeast Minneapolis has kimchi on it. And I didn't know until my adult life how well kimchi and cheese, especially American cheese, go together. So that gives this like juicy, beefy background heat and cream. And it kind of hits that like after school snack decadence kind of thing. Like when you're a kid and you're raiding the fridge and you come up with weird concoctions because you're just that hungry. Like, that's what that burger eats like. So I think what really connects with us is when somebody's doing something that's bringing them joy and doing it at a high level, because a great burger can come out of anywhere. And I am not ashamed to love a big steak burger. I wouldn't mind to see that pink rosy hue of a thick burger come back into fashion, but it's just not where we're at right now.
Joy Summers from the Star Tribune on the line. Before we let you go, I mean, we both work in media, and a big thing in media is at the end of the year, we always do our year end. What are the stories that made headlines over the year? What are the best concerts? Blah, blah, blah. But I love what the Star Tribune is doing, and this is the second year you guys are doing it, the wrap. You're making it into like an interactive party kind of event. Explain what it is and when it is and how people can get more information about that.
I know I'm biased, but this is the coolest party that I've gotten to go to. I would have been thrilled even if I wasn't affiliated. This is the year we're saying goodbye to our heritage printing facility in the North Loop. And so you're in there where the paper has been made for all the history of this paper, huge reams of paper. And they deck out the space with a multimedia landscape. There's music. And we celebrate all of the huge stories that made this the best place to live in the country. It is it's so deeply Minnesotan, so much fun. All the movers and shakers are there. And we have some of the best food. A lot of our best restaurants of the year are bringing snacks to share. There's going to be a really cool bartending collective that are going to be making beverages. It's just this really great opportunity to celebrate everything, the legacy of this paper, the cool things that people make in this town, and get together and say, God, we're lucky to live here. It's just the best. I cannot wait, and I would love to see everybody there.
January 3rd, Saturday, at the Heritage Printing Facility, 6 to 10 p.m., and tickets, $150, but you get a lot. There's live music, there's food there, and a pretty cool night. Joy, thanks so much for joining me today, and we'll reach out again. Love talking food, and I love what you bring. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. Thanks.
Joy Sommer from the Minnesota Star Tribune.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.